season 4 of the award-winning team building exercise. And this time, the guys are covering escalation. In this one, the three mooks are going to be talking about the Maison Labs. And they better not be experimenting on some goblins. I'll be really upset. Jack? Jack?
And welcome to the multi-award winning team building exercise, the finale, the final countdown, Maison Labs. We saved the best for last. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm the enthusiastic coach.
Hey, yep, we're talking about Maison Labs. We love Maison Labs.
I don't know what's your problem. It's a good faction right here.
Yeah.
I love them to pieces.
Jack, you call them the poor man's GCPDS?
I would love to get in on this abuse of the Maison Labs. Don't get me wrong, but I'm still concerned about Georgie. So, like, I'll be a little muted. I'll be a little down. I'm on edge. So just everyone know that that's why.
Well, Georgie is no longer with us, so.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. You know, let's do the show. Who's first?
Some people will be excited about that.
I'm sure there's, on the Arc de Triomphe, they're pretty happy now.
Okay, Jack, please tell us your list.
You got that, Jack, right? That was like a bullet across the pond, right, Jack? You got that reference?
You don't need to discuss the Arc de Triomphe right now. today's day and age.
My French was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
The Arch of Triumph.
Yep.
Yes.
But Georgie's not with us, so I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, go ahead, Jack. Okay. So, Jack, Maison Labs. I know, I hate to ruin it. I have a feeling there's a two with your leader. There's a number two. I have a turban on and I'm holding an envelope to my head. The number two.
You are correct because, Commander Graves, 22 points, 2 VP.
Yeah, there's lots of twos. There's 3 twos right there.
See? Karnak doesn't lie.
Jack, you broke the mold here.
Woo! Cats are going to be living with dogs.
Jack. Jack, are you there?
He dropped the mic and he's out.
I'm here.
What were you doing? You stopped talking.
Oh, my God.
Jack?
That was perfect. That was perfect.
Jack? Jack just doesn't want to talk to us anymore.
That reference was so dated.
Oh. Do you have your camera on?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, no wonder your stream is terrible.
Me too.
Oh, we just hung up. What the fuck?
You hit the wrong button.
It's not the red button, Jack. Wrong button.
Yeah, no, Skype's going crazy here.
Skype is going crazy.
Skype has gone nuts. Okay. Trust me, I did laugh wholeheartedly at that joke.
Just blank you?
I don't know. I laughed very loudly into the microphone and then I muted. So that was part of my.
Oh man. Really, Jack? Cause I live for that, for you to laugh.
That the reference was so dated, so, like, I don't know, 1% of the audience would have got it, and it made me roll.
I don't care as long as you got it.
So, okay. Jack, your list.
Oh, Jesus. All right. No fun today.
Taskmaster. Okay. So, full disclosure, this is a modified version of my last Adepticon list that I took. So, It'll sound very familiar, maybe even to the last one we did for a team building exercise, the award-winning team building exercise.
Multi.
And I took Commander Graves because he's not my usual, but with his head of security splat, he works well with what I wanted to accomplish.
Coach, tell us, what does head of security do?
Whoa.
Oh, it's my favorite guy.
Shut up, Rob. I don't have enough. I'm sorry, Rob. I love you.
Oh. I thought you were angry.
Rob. I don't have enough time, guys. But Jack, you need to be careful. Something's wrong with Georgie. I found some plans in his cage, and I think he's coming after you.
Oh, I have invited him on many occasions. I said I'd take him out for some nice, some syrup. He always wanted some syrup.
Did you have tomatoes?
No. But if he's coming for a visit, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
You don't understand. There's something wrong with him. He's coming. He's coming for something bad. I think he's coming to fight you, Jack.
To fight me?
Yeah.
Doesn't Georgie fight on sevens?
Remember? I know. Jack, I'm not warning you. I'm warning you so that you don't kill Georgie.
Oh, like accidentally, he leaps out of the darkness and I lash out thinking it's like a raccoon or perhaps an opossum.
So something's wrong with him. He's been acting very weird. I remember he was cursing at you guys on the podcast.
Well, I'm used to that.
It's very weird.
Wait a minute. But first of all, Jack talks and Boomer just ignores him. I don't know if anybody picked up on that. But then why would Georgie want to fight Jack?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
What happened to your Australian accent?
What do you mean, mate?
My mistake. Yeah, no. We were way off.
100% Australian.
Oh, that tracks.
There it is. Proceed.
Well, anyway, so what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So
well, you've basically been here a whole time. You've established the point
now,
of
now,
Georgie.
Now do you wait, Jack, do you remember the last time that you guys did team building exercise? It was either the last time or the one before that. I don't remember. I have a small brain. But you remember your dog was barking?
It's his sister's dog, but yes.
Same thing.
There was a dog, yes, and...
I have a feeling that was Georgie, Jack. Get out of there.
He skinned your sister's dog and is wearing him as a suit?
You need to get out of there.
I'm pretty sure
seems like a
Pandy like would still beat up Georgie. I think we're safe.
Well, at this point in time, right now, you have 30 seconds to make this funnier. So let's get to work.
All right. Well, I don't know how to do that. So I'm gonna go. Jack, be careful, and I'll let you know if there's any updates.
I promise you, I will be as careful as possible. Okay. Thank you for the warning, Boomer.
You're very welcome. I love you, Rob.
Love you too. Well, there you go. Now we know where Georgie is. He's trying to get across the border in Canada. He does realize the border's closed, right?
Oh, well. He could be in a suitcase. You know?
Yeah.
Just floating down the Niagara River.
Or maybe he's in a truck full of tomatoes.
Oh, well, then he'll never get to Jack. Forget it. He'll be in there forever.
He's just looking back at the truck,
yeah.
Looking forward to my house, looking back, forward.
I don't know what to do anymore. Mm-hmm. He'd be you know, he'll probably be thinking like a mouse right before the mousetrap goes off, and they find that piece of cheese, and they finally, before it snapped, they go, somebody really does love me in this life.
Just for that brief moment, and then, yeah.
So, Jack, your list.
Oh, my list. Okay, yes.
Rob sounded Italian for a second. Hey, your list.
Hey, oh.
This,
if Boomer's Australian, I can be Italian.
I was just going to say the same thing. Okay, for my troops, I have 6 troops. They are the Urbana Blackwing.
We didn't go over Mr. Graves.
Oh, yeah, we never did do head of security, I don't think.
Yeah, what the?
We got interrupted.
Holy smoke, you guys. When I become the voice of reason, there's really something rotten in Denmark. So, you want to go over stats, Jack, or?
I can tell you why I chose him. He's, other than one armor, he's pretty basic, like a pistol, a bionic arm, nothing to write home about. Recon 5+. I don't want any, you know, I don't need to win the recon role. He is my go-to for the head of security, splat, and that's it.
Okay.
Which Coach, please tell us, what does head of security do?
No, thanks. Nobody follows directions anymore. Head of security, you may spend an army special result to give the active model a free fire for effect action. You may use this once per activation. So, you know, you can't stack them, but that's pretty good. That's a good one.
So you're just knocking everybody to the ground?
Yep. Well, as long as you win potential damage, yeah, you can pin them.
It's one model, though, unlike suppression, right?
Yes.
So it is quite literally a freebie for someone who has, you know, it's if you're shooting, and I made a shooty list, it's gonna probably pop up a couple times a round. So like it's not one of those ones that's like, maybe I can, maybe I can't. It's always gonna be there.
Right. And they just, the only thing is they just have to have rapid fire.
Which my list is going to be, rapid firing.
So now if you think about it, all right, if you think about it, you can kind of, you can go to damage. So let's say your dude moves, right? Whoever has rapid fire, let's assume it's a 1-2. Guy moves up on a 1 and he takes a shot, right? Then you do a fire for effect, which is basically a splat, and then you can do a shoot action. So you could actually shoot 3 times in a row.
Yeah, because it's you could use the shoot action and the fire for effect.
Right, and then you're just a regular shoot action.
Yep, that's true. That's a lot of shooting. Darn shooting.
Rootin' tootin'.
A lot of shooting.
Yep. And he's also a strategist.
Right. And I know we've covered it in the past, but Coach, if you want to give a insider's abridged version of what the strategist does.
You basically get to re-roll a dice in your recon. So, you know, even though you have a recon 5, another roll wouldn't hurt.
So, yeah. If you really want that recon and you can re-roll a failure and go to town.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. I mean, you know, for 22 points and 2 EPs, it's just, you know what happens? A lot of people forget about that, believe it or not.
Recon is one of those slightly clunky things that I can see why a lot of people just go, okay, no, let's not look for the chart. Let's not do this thing where you do this and this.
Right. But recon in and of itself, when you're just rolling, you know, to see who gets initiative is a cool thing, I think, you know.
Yes.
But it's only the very first turn.
Yeah.
It doesn't really affect the game too much.
No.
You get the alpha strike, that's what.
Right. But also sees who goes first, and then,
if it was every turn, I think that'd be a lot more powerful ability. But yeah. It's pretty much strategists for one right at the beginning of the game, and then it's useless.
Right. Well, it's a rule for re-rolling one dice. But, you know, if you hit an 8, and then you get on a train, it might work. But, you know.
Yeah.
And if you were building a list that required, like, you need to win that recon by a significant margin, then, yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
So, for my troops, I have 6 troops.
Can I guess what they are? Since you already told us?
Yes.
Marines.
Urbana Blackwing Marines.
Wow, really?
6 of them.
Nice.
11 points.
That's 6 VPs in total and 66 points of troops right there.
They're the most average of troops.
Yes and no.
Yeah. See,
fives across the board. No armor.
But
the only good thing is the weight of fire on their and the rapid fire on their weapon.
It's huge.
It's good.
For a list that I want to have.
For your list, it's perfect. Yep. I guess we'll talk about it later, but you could have taken a security guard who's doesn't get the weight of fire and he is worst fighter for 8 points.
Yeah. But weight of fire is the defining factor, I think. I think everyone could agree that I don't know if everyone would agree with me and say that for that many point difference, weight of fire is worth it.
You would have gained like 2 extra troops if you had taken them instead. I think that's how it works. So,
yeah, but you're getting weight of fire and an extra, you know, instead of a 6, a 5 for a fight. But then again, you're not going to run these guys across the board, and these guys are not, you know, your fighting specialist. You know, you're taking them to shoot people.
Right. And weight of fire is one of those things that you usually get a specialist and put an HMG on them for anyways. So, like, in my mind, making my troops all those dirty bastards who control squares of people. Yeah, I think the points are worth it. But we can have that debate when no one takes Maison security guards later in the hate section.
There you go.
I'm being sassy. I just put a little salt on this podcast.
Salty.
Salty. For my specialists, I have 3 Urbana Black Wing Rangers.
What?
And again, for basically the same reason, if you look at the specialist, they're the same as the they're just the Rangers, not the specialists. I just said specialist, but I don't mean that it's the specialist.
They are a specialist, but not the specialist.
Yes, which it makes sense if you have the book in front of you. Everyone else is going, stop just saying words, people. it's basically the same troop as the ones we just discussed. 5 across the board. The only difference, it's got the weight of fire. The difference being 1 armor and scout.
Yeah, so you're paying 5 points for 1 armor and scout. That's probably worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
scout especially. And the armor, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
So armor and scout. It's
that's the only difference, yeah.
Yeah.
And that just means I can maybe get some positioning done early. Scout, generally, a lot of times I find, just puts you up front to get shot faster. I wouldn't make a list that was scout heavy, but having a few that you could kind of put in some places, that's not bad.
Yeah, you get in position for your big shoots.
Right. Or, you know, maybe just apply a little pressure so you can't just leave some people out when you're doing your deployment, something. After that, I have an aberration specimen.
What? Just one?
That's my, yes. That is my bullet magnet. You have to deal with this. I think you'd be hard pressed to describe a scenario in which you have to, where you don't have to deal with him. So he's got size 4, 1 armor, rampage, tough. He does have beast.
It's not the book, but he has beast.
But fights on 3s, saves on 4s.
That's it. With tough, he's a machine.
So if you want to, you know, start trading shot for shot with my guys who aren't the best shooters in the game. They're no pathfinders by any stretch of the imagination. But if you think you're going to do that and let this guy just start walking across the board, I've yet to meet the player who has underestimated that beast.
And yeah, so you're really using him as a bullet magnet, so all your guys can just pepper people, and they're all worried about the aberration. And if they worry about your guys, the aberration just walks up and destroys them anyways.
Hopefully.
Aberrations are beautiful.
They are. And you know what? If we are going to take a moment to appreciate the aesthetics, I'm going to say if it's not the 1A, the best model still in the game, I think the aberration, you know, just aesthetically, boy, they're swell.
Yeah, but you're pretty pro boobos, so.
I am pro boobos, yes. Not necessarily of the groin, also of the armpit.
Anywhere, yeah. He's got them on his fist, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's got them everywhere. Let's not even. And then last but not least, I took subject 901.
Yeah.
90201.
Yes, I took Brian Austin Green.
Why would you take him?
Why? Let's go through the list. He fights on fours, saves on fours.
Pretty nice.
One armor, size two. He's got tactician one.
In case your leader bites it.
My leader, again, doesn't live up to my usual, so this guy's taking up a little bit of that slack. Frenzy 2, he's kind of a beast for 24 points.
He does have Rampage, but Rampage is, most times it doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
Right, right. And the model, you still see him on the board, but you can move him up, and I think people would be surprised just how much damage someone who fights on fours AP with Frenzy 2 can do.
AP2 yeah. Claws, too.
And AP2. Like, he can be tearing into some Forge Fathers, some Enforcers. So, yeah, I do love him. That would be 21 VPs and 200 points on the nose, which this list is basically what I took to Adepticon, except for I didn't take the Aberration or the Subject 901, obviously, because I was the ringer. So I brought in some specialists with flamethrowers because, you know, I'm there to be slightly competitive, but not, you know, like I'm not there to school anyone.
Right.
But yeah, and I really enjoyed playing with all those shooty guys and, with Graves playing off that. It was an enjoyable game. So, yeah, that was my list.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What are you doing?
How's it going?
Georgie.
Wait a second. I'm confused now.
Yes, me too.
I'm pretty sure I heard you skinned a dog and wore him as your coat.
What? What are you talking about?
Boomer was going through your stuff. Boomer was going through all your belongings, all your personal, your dossiers, your files, all of your...
What?
Yes, and somehow...
Did he scroll with my taxes?
Somehow he thought that what he was reading meant that you were coming up
to your Canada slash flick fic he thought was real. I think that's what we figured out.
To kill me.
Jack.
I didn't believe it for a second.
Jack, I don't know what to... You're telling me this is upsetting.
I know, Georgie. I know.
How could that be possible?
But as upsetting as it is a good last episode story arc conclusion. So I think that has that going for it.
No, I don't know if this is over, Jack. This is ridiculous. You're gonna tell me that Boomer is really doing this?
Maybe it wasn't your diary. Maybe it was Chief Mamalunka's diary. Maybe he's coming to kill you, Jack.
No.
Well, I don't know about that, all right? Chief Mamalunka, he's a good friend of mine, all right?
And I think he tends just to sit around like the dude and smoke a little. And
well, you know what it is? I really haven't seen these guys a lot because, You know when they said we were on lockdown? I told these guys it was lockout, so I haven't seen them in a while. They've been they've been out. So.
But now they released the rules a bit, and you had to let them back in?
We're in phase three out here, so we're good. So they, unfortunately, you know, well, the goblin came back the very next day. You know, that whole deal.
I can't believe it, Jack.
Maybe it's just a Pepe Sylvia situation.
But that doesn't even make sense. I've been asleep for the past 3 months.
What?
I don't know if you guys know, but I was actually in a goblin healing coma.
Oh.
I got a splinter, and I actually died from it.
Jack, you didn't send him any flowers.
You know how, like, Superman died, and he went into a Kryptonian healing coma? Well, I went into a goblin one. I got a splinter, and it didn't work out good, so I'm back.
It wasn't the Goblona virus?
No.
That's what we thought.
Goblona virus? That sounds stupid.
I'm pretty sure Boomer told us that, too.
Boomer?
Kabooma.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Go back to sleep.
Hey, Rob, I don't appreciate that.
That's okay.
Well,
that is very mean.
I think ending with a cliffhanger being Boomer's machinations also a good call.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go try to find Boomer, and I'm gonna sort this out.
You should
tell him hi for me.
Miss you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that, Rob. All right. I love you, Jackie. Excelsior.
Oh,
that was a weird Excelsior.
I think he put a lot of effort into flourish.
Yeah.
Physical.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Let me try it again. Yeah, okay. Excelsior.
That's better.
Yeah. There you go.
That was more of it.
He stuck the landing.
And the pirouette.
He's out of practice. He has been bedridden for a couple months.
Yep.
His little emaciated legs withered and weakened.
Well, he was already like that.
Oh.
Yeah, he was.
Where were we? I forget.
We're done.
You had just finished my list, so...
I guess we can go to commercial now.
Okay.
Hey, this is Georgie, and I just want to say, go listen to the Superhero Crew podcast. It is the superior podcast.
All right, all you out there in TV land and ships at sea, we are back here with the multi-platinum award-winning, stupendously awesome, the Ed Asner Award for Journalism in Podcasting. We have just finished Jack's list, and we're interrupted by very unfunny, dare I say, French goblins. And right now, we're going to move on to something extremely exciting, which would be Rob's list. So let's see, Rob, what's going on?
Yeah, I made a list. Mine's very different from Jack's. I think it's completely different. I don't think we have any crossover.
What?
Nope. Not a single crossover.
Okay.
My leader is, well, since there's only two leaders, you can kind of guess, I guess. Mm-hmm. I took the doc, Dr. Lucas Queener. He's Doc Ock, TAC 2, Frenzy 1, which is weird. Medic, the only time medic's worthwhile. He's got crazy injectors. He's got stun, range F stun, range 1 stun, and a laser cutter, which as it burns, range 2, AP 1. He recon 6 plus, which is terrible. He's TAC 2 at least. Saves on 4s, which is nice. No armor. 5 and 5 with a 4 save. Fast acting serum. Coach, please tell us what fast acting serum does.
So basically, you know, you can armor a special result and you can replace a model from your strike team that has just been killed with the plague victim model. So this model is placed pinned. So basically you kill the guy, and then he comes back as a plague victim, which is awesome. Okay, this model is placed pinned. It makes sense that it's pinned because he's got to kind of He's dead, but he rises from the dead. This model is placed, pinned, and activated in the same cube as the killed model and can activate as normal for the next round. In all ways, this new model acts as a member of your strike team. VPs are scored for killing both the original model and if the plague victim model is killed. The fact that Sierra takes precedence over any other similar rule, such as the plague infection.
So who is it? Simmons who does that? I think it's Simmons who has that one.
Yeah, what? Plague infection?
Yeah, so she tries to rise your guy, be like, nope, he's mine first.
Yeah.
And then once he dies again, then... yeah, it's pretty cool. It is a weaker version than Plague Infection, because Plague Infection you can do anybody.
Right.
But it's still pretty fun, because Plague Victims are better than zombies.
Yo, what's up?
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus. What happened?
How's it going?
Jack, you can handle this, Jack.
What's up? How's it going, guys?
Oh, Georgie, it's nice to see you again.
What do you mean again?
Weren't you just here telling us about your withered, useless limbs after being in a coma?
Remember you did Excelsior twice because we didn't like the first time.
What?
Oh no!
What are you talking about?
Well, oh, you guys gotta stop cursing.
They found me. I gotta go.
Go. Get out of here.
guys, I bet there's a ripoff Walmart dollar store clone of myself that is being mean to Jack, and I do not appreciate it. And he has been harassing me while I was in my goblin healing coma. This is ridiculous.
So this is the original now.
I'm gonna go kill you, Jack.
This is the originals. Oh, I'm so confused.
He wanted to kill you, Jack.
I liked it better when they had accents. I can't tell who's who anymore.
This is the original Georgie, because I could see his C-section scar.
And he didn't swear.
Yeah, Georgie doesn't swear.
I would never.
Yeah, that other one, I really hate him.
This is ridiculous.
Would that be fake Georgie, so we call him 4G?
4G, he really annoys me because I have to edit this now.
Oh my god. We have added a new goblin to the TB mythos.
Is it like Faker?
It's 4G.
It's 4G.
The lore to our Knight Rider, the lore to our data.
No, it's
me and Bubba Wonka are going to go kill him.
Well, yeah,
I might just stand back and let Boomer do everything because I don't know if I can really get all that blood.
If you throw him on the floor and you guys do like a slow walk up with the Ghetto Boys in the background, that might be pretty good too.
But wouldn't Boomer and him be friends because Boomer hates you?
No. When Boomer agrees that this is ridiculous.
This is the first time you've ever agreed on anything, isn't it?
It's the first time.
I would think so. Yeah,
first time. We agree on something.
Well, good hunting, boys.
I might hate Georgie.
Hey!
But listen, impersonating someone else is uncalled for.
There he goes. Go get him. Go. He's right there. Go.
Excelsior!
Go. Hurry up.
No, I think he got dragged out of the room by Boomer. I'm so confused. It's
hey guys, what I meant?
Hey, what's up, Chief? Chief is here.
Wait, did Georgie and Boomer and the evil Georgie?
4G. His name's 4G.
Hey, Chief.
We're calling him 4G now.
Chief, remember when we locked him out of the house?
Yeah.
Remember we call that the Excelsior plan?
Yeah.
Let's get that working. Go.
All right, I got you.
All right, get out.
So you're executing Order 66 on the goblins right now?
Yeah. It's the Excelsior.
That's true, because Mumluk is an orc. He's not a goblin.
Correct.
Although, I guess neither is Boomer. Boomer's a hobgoblin.
He says that.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Listen, guys. This is real Georgie, by the way. I just want to say that...
How do we know it's real Georgie?
It has truly been an honor. These past seasons of team building exercise have been a blast. And,
Are you dying?
I think it's time for me to retire.
from team building exercise.
Is 4G replacing you?
No, Boomer's gonna kill him before that lady lets that happen.
Excellent. I knew Boomer was my friend.
Jack, what do you think about this?
I think M. Night Shyamalan wrote the script for this episode.
I think it's time for me to retire, Jack.
It's been a sad state of affairs, and we've appreciated your time and energy.
Some of us did.
Some people did. And you know what? The least you can do is just hold out, host the gala one last time, and go out on a high note.
I am going to try.
Oh, wow.
And Rob?
Yes.
Even though I hate you with the burning passion, I will always remember the good times we've had on this show.
Wait, you did?
What good times did you have
with Rob? I'm trying to have a moment.
Okay. As Georgie, is this the last time I ever talked to you? Yeah, we had good times. Go off into that sunset, my friend.
And, Coach, I'll see you at dinner.
So you're not getting rid of him out of your house, just off the podcast.
Oh. Yeah, that's it. All right.
And everybody, have a good day.
All right. Get out of here, Porky
and
Pig.
I'll give you one final Excelsior!
I'm getting a little choked up. Yeah. I'm gonna miss the little guy.
I don't believe it for a second, Jack. I'm sorry. I don't.
Well, that's because you come from the hard, cruel big city. And yep. I'm just a small town boy who wears his heart on his sleeve. And that's what makes us different.
Yeah. I don't believe it for a second. Mm-hmm. We're not that lucky.
Anyway, back to my list. I talked about Lucas Koiner, yeah. And his ability, it's all about bringing people back from the dead. So I took some casualties, let's just call them.
Okay.
I took 2 Mazen Lab techs.
What?
Only because just the way the points worked out. So they're going to run up and get killed pretty quick because you're trading 6 points for 11 once you make a plague victim out of them. So try to get those guys. And I also have how many? I got 1, 2, 3, 4 Mazen security guards.
Okay. Just make sure you got a splat before you run them up there.
Yes. I like that Jack took the Marines, but the security guards, you're losing just weight of fire. And for 8 points, that's a...
No, they're great.
Yeah. Well, once again, I'm not sure. I don't care that much if they die, because once again, I'll be hopefully making lots of plague victims. I'm hoping to roll a lot of splats.
Right.
At least to have them at the right time.
Yeah, well...
That's the big difference, where your guys are fodder.
Yeah.
You're going to be greasing the wheels of plaguedom with victims. My guys were, you know, bought with the hopes of keeping them around.
And these were a lot of them were troop tacks, because I have quite a few specialists, so I needed to get cheap ones just to get the troop tax in. Because specialists get a little expensive. So to get 200 points, it was going to be a little tight. So, I think I have 6 troops there, but I was only I think I took lab techs because I had some leftover points, and I was like, might as well throw them in. But for my first specialist, I listened to Coach, as always. If you like something, take 4 of them. So right. I took 4 Kraz Tavors.
What?
So they move on 2-3, agile beast, 1 armor, size 3, so they're almost as good as not really almost good as Aberration, but a lot cheaper than Aberration, only 26 points. But they do have Probiscus, which is a range F AP1 toxic 1, which is quite nice.
And wouldn't that be a proboscis?
Yes. What did I say?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
It is a proboscis.
you said proboscis.
Did I? It's a proboscis. And Yeah, so they're going to be running up and smashing things. And I could afford four of them for really the price of two aberrations. So that was really the reason to do it.
And they're size three.
And like, they're size three.
They're not glass cannons, but toxic. That's the big, that's the headliner right there.
Yeah, toxic one. Yeah, it's changed from before. Toxic used to be before way too powerful. Mm. Now it's just a little less powerful.
But you know, that's good though. It's toxic one. So you basically you get one extra wound, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he could kill a guy outright, you know, but if he gets the one wound on him, it's good. I you know, people were complaining about that we changed it for that. I think that the new, well, cuz toxic was so.
Yeah, you don't want to run up an aberration and be able to kill him one hit. That's not the point of things.
It's,
yeah.
And it's not going to happen. But, you know, if you can get two hits on him.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right. You know. I mean, it's crazy, but it happens.
And I do like his 2-3 speed. And he fights on fours, which is quite nice, too. So right. he's going to be agile. He's got agile. Agile, once again, not as good as before, but still pretty good. Especially with these guys. Imagine them scuttling everywhere.
Yeah, this is good.
I do like Krastavor.
I don't like the model at all.
No, you don't like him?
Nope. You know what I like better than this? The Mars Attacks, the big ants, those guys.
The bugs,
I like
yeah.
those better. The bugs, yeah. We got about 30 of them. So,
yeah. Oh, I love the Krastavor model. I begged Rob to paint that.
We have two of them, I think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
We need a couple more.
You know what, though? I'll tell you. It's just one of those models, like, it's not a bad looking model. It just, for some reason, I don't like it. I don't know why.
He's also quite big. Like for a size three, he barely fits in a cube.
Yeah, he's really a size four.
Yeah.
Well, he's a giant, right?
Yeah, he's a giant from Dreadball. Yeah. Mm. So it's a nice addition to this list because it's kind of a surprise. You're not expecting those guys in the Maison Labs. And
yeah.
The last guy from the Maison Labs you wouldn't be expecting from my list. Same cost as the Krastavor, actually. It's both 26 points. So I could have taken another Krastavor, really. But I went with the Organic Data Storage Unit.
ODSU, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a 5.56, 3 size, Psychic Frenzy 1, Energy Shield 2, though. So that's quite nice. He's got all his Blast, his Stun, his Invigorate, his Knockback, and even Coach likes this model better than the OG.
I will say that I do like that model.
It's the Energy Shield, too, I think is the reason I chose him instead of another Krastavor, because he's, once again, a bullet magnet. You're going to shoot at him, and that Energy Shield hopefully will save him for a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's 200 points right on dot, 24 VPs, and hopefully all those troops are going to be replaced with Plague Victims. I will say Plague Victim has Beast, Frenzy 1, Rampage, and he moves 2-3, which is nice. And he fights on fours, which is also very nice.
Yeah.
So you'll kill him once and they'll come back even badder than before. Badass.
You didn't take any Plague Victims. I don't know why you're talking about them.
Because they will be coming. Oh yes. All these poor lab techs and security guards, they're just Plague Victims in potential.
In waiting.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of chaff there just waiting to reach their. They're going to join Scientology and become the great thing they're meant to be.
I almost took all lab techs, but then I was like, that's a little too much because they're useless. Lab techs are totally useless.
that's like one of those things where you get hammered and you're like, I'm going to take all lab techs in this game. When you sober up, you're like, yeah, that was a terrible idea.
Well, especially since if you don't roll splats, you have all lab techs. At least the security guards can hold their own a bit. Lab techs are useless. Yeah. They're fighting 6.56 with a shock baton, which is knockback.
You know, it's one of those things where you take 6 lab techs, they all get killed, and then the next round you roll 4 splats.
Yeah, and when you have nobody left, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's left, you know?
Yeah, that's the only thing. You got to make sure you keep those splats and use the people when you know they take the risk for them to die when you have the splat to bring them back.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there is some strategy there because you can't just hope that you're going to have it at the right time. You have to really plan for it. Most likely, people are going to ignore them at lab techs, so they're going to run into a fight and get themselves killed. So,
right.
because nobody's going to purposely target a lab tech.
I could just see the Marines and the lab techs in the same game, and they're like, let's go, move. We can't, there's no splats. So they're hiding, you know, for a purpose.
Also, people are going to ignore the lab techs. They probably can take some, you know, sit on some objectives. Nobody's going to bother with them because they're like, there's lab techs. So, or if you're playing Breakthrough or something, they just keep walking forward, sneak them off the other side.
I hate Breakthrough.
Yeah, it's not the best. So, Coach, please tell us, what did you do? Which one did you go for? Not very much choice in the leaders here.
Oh, well, I chose a completely different leader. I didn't choose either one of those leaders. I chose Dr. Lewis Coyer. Because... Because
you only have two.
Yeah. So, you know what? Originally, I was going to go with Graves. But, you know what? For 4 points more, it's not terrible. You know, and then... You're like, all right, well, you know what? I want to try to win the recon, so let me take Graves. It's like...
Not a big difference.
And he's a six, yeah, so... But, you know, cause I guess because these aren't military guys. They're scientists. I thought they'd be smarter, but I guess not. So, yeah, I went with him.
They're not men of action.
No, absolutely not. So, moving on to my troops... I took, 6 Urbana Black Marines.
Ooh, you went the Marine route.
Yeah, I did that because of, weight of fire. That's it.
That sounds familiar.
Yep. Well, hey, listen, you know, if anything, you listen to other people and they're good ideas. But then on top of that, I took 2 Mazan security guards. So for a total of 8 troops, so I went 6 and 2. I don't know if I said 6 before.
Yes.
Yes. So 6 and 2, I went with that. And then, I don't know what the hell you guys were thinking. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because if you like something, take 6 of them. I love these plague victims. God almighty, I love the plague
victims. You just skipped the part where you have to change them over? You just to skip to the point you just paid for them?
Oh, no. I mean... I love them so much that, like, you can bring more of them. So you can kill a plague victim, and he can come back as a plague victim.
Yeah.
Why not? You know? So, you know, that would be cool if he came back as a plague, like a super plague victim.
Extra plaguey. You
know? Extra plague. With extra plague sauce on it.
And they are, like, they for buying them or creating them.
Right.
They are a good unit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so this is like what every 3A grows up and wants to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
They move on a 2-3 like the plague does, which you know the plague should move on a 2-3. Yes. No armor.
No weapons.
No weapons, but you know it's you know they are beasts, you know, and they just so happen to be a beast. But you know, fight on a 4 with a frenzy 1. Really makes like a huge difference. Now I know they have rampage, but you think about it, rampage on guys that like, all right, so rampage on an aberration hurts.
Yeah, it's scary.
Okay. It really is. Rampage on other things, you know, things that like, you know, you'd have to go into the plague list, but like, you know, stage just for this one. Or... Yeah. Stage 2s have rampage and stuff. You know, that really hurts. These guys have 1 wound on them and they get, you know, so it's like they're going to die. I could either bring them back, but it's not too terrible. But, you know what I mean? It's, you know, on a 4-up fight with a frenzy 1, you know, I mean, that's, no AP, but, you know, you're talking 11 points here. It's not bad. I mean, you know, I love these guys. I love these guys so much. So that's why I took a whole mess of them. And then, in the rear with the gear, another specialist, I did go with the ODSU.
I had a feeling you had 26 points left. I'm like, you went for the organic.
Well, I was playing Tetris and that was the only cube that fit. So, I think the Crestivore, I didn't take him because I don't like the model, but you know, hearing you guys wax poetic about them, it kind of changes my view on them. They are awesome, but let's talk about ODSU. like you said, you know, size 3, which kind of sucks, but 5, 5, 6 across the board. My thing is psychic. I love psychic. Anything with psychic is all right by me. The fact that you don't need line of sight, which is the best thing about psychic. You know, imagine you're invigorating stuff or blasting stuff off an objective or blasting stuff off a second level, you know, because you got a range 4. So, you know, if you're blasting somebody off an objective or, like I said, off second or third level where you may get some falling damage, pin him, whatever, that's really a big deal, you know. And they do have electrical discharge, which is range F knockback. You know, on a 5 fight, maybe. Maybe.
It's to get somebody off him if somebody jumps on him, try to knock him away.
Yeah, and the only thing is, well, you know what? It might work because it's a range F knockback. They fight on a 5 with a frenzy 1, size 3. So you're going to roll. Let's say a guy enters the cube. You're going to fight back. And if he has, you know.
You'll probably have bigger.
Bigger. And then frenzy 1. And then if he has a wound on him, that's the only way you might have another thing. If you have a buddy in there, because you can, you're only size 3. So it might work. You know, maybe hang him back with a plague victim. And they, you know, just as a bodyguard. And that might help, you know. Just doing that. Or even put a Marine with him just to babysit him. But, you know, I mean, I got tons of guys. I could put either one of them back there. Or even a security guard just to maybe do that, you know, take care of the ODSU. But I do like psychic, man. I really do. Last few games I've been playing, I've been using a lot of it. And then our last battle report, Andrew fell in love with it because he was just psychically using it with the Nameless. So it's one of my favorite, my new favorite things. And Energy Shield 2 doesn't hurt. You know, anytime you roll, I mean, he's a 6-up save with another 2 6-ups. You have a chance. You know, you have a chance. Just the only thing is they have no armor. They're squishy. But hey, it is what it is. These are guys that are not out in front leading the charge. These are guys in the back. These are total support roles, you know. So, and that's my list. Jack, 200 points on the button with no extra.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it took me a whole season, but I got it. You know.
And
that's it. What do you think?
I think we came on strong about how we weren't thrilled about doing these lists, and we came out with 3 very, very different lists.
Yeah.
I just have to say, Coach's list is so long that it won't fit on a single page. You have so many people in this list.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what this is? The way I look at this is a combination of, it's like 2 lesser factions of GCPS and the Plague. So let's take a little bit of good stuff from both. So, you know, you take, I took the Marines for good shooting and the Plague victims for good fighting, you know, cause there's no stage ones. Stage 2, which I love. And then you can get a little crazy with, like, you took the Krastivore or the ODSU, which is really like off the deep end. And then Jack took an Aberration. So 3 different keys for the 3 different locks, unlocking different aspects of the list. That's why, you know, even though this is one of the smaller lists out there, I really do like, the Maison, but they are lacking in a lot of things, which we'll get to in the hate, but, you know, it's a fun list to run. I don't know tournament wise, but you know what? Beer and pretzels, they're a lot of fun. Everybody who's played the Maison tells me how much they love to play them. You know, even though if you get, like, you get wiped out, you still like to play them. So that's my list and I'm sticking to it.
Good list.
Good stuff. But we took a lot of similar stuff, but, we did it in different ways, which is interesting.
Yeah. Well, there's not much to take. So, you know, but yeah. So we might have to, kind of alter the hate a little bit to talk about stuff that other people took that we don't like. Just to make it, just a roundabout it.
Okay.
Yeah. If we can, since it's the last list.
The last list of the season, yeah. And you know what? If we talk long enough, we could maybe get a seventh goblin interruption. Then
yeah,
really bring that home.
Yeah, don't ask for things that might happen.
We'll be right back to find out.
Yep.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
Well, my whole thing was Horde the Board this season.
Yeah.
I was really thinking of doing all security guards. You know, instead of the Marines, but I'm like, even as a joke, I couldn't do it.
That'd be so many, huh?
Yeah. So well, maybe, wait, what did I take, six?
Save it.
No, I'm saying I took six Marines for 66 points. How many security guards could I fit in there? Because I could have took 11 lab techs. You know, you think about it, it's a lot of guys.
I would say Jack bring us back, but we're already back, it seems. Coach can't stop talking about his list.
No, I'm talking about Dead Zone.
And welcome back to the multi-award-winning team-building exercise in which we are discussing Maison Labs and we're going to do a little section we like to call the hate. So, Rob, what's the first item on our list of things we disagreed with?
Man, you got to really scroll down.
Yeah, because there's only two leaders, so they're lacking the depth of leadership like most other groups. They only have three troops, which we took them all, which is not saying much. I think normally Maison Lab Techs would not normally get taken, but I took them as fodder. But they're useless, but yeah, they're good for fodder. Yeah, we scroll down. Oh.
What? Six points and one VP. They're terrible, but it's 6 points.
Yeah, and you don't care if they die, and then you turn them into plague victims. Yeah, we scroll down. We have to go all the way down to Urbana Blackwing Engineer. That's the first one. And I believe the Engineer is actually the wrong price in the book. It's actually only 10 points, not 12 points.
Right.
He does have Engineer and Hacker. He only comes with a pistol. Same problem with all the Engineers. You have to buy special equipment for him, so it gets expensive that way. But that's probably why they dropped him to 10 points.
The only reason you take him is for the tactical asset missions where you need a hacker.
Yeah, but you got better choices for hackers in this list, I think.
Well, I'm just, that's why you would take him. You wouldn't take him as an engineer. You take him as a hacker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, unless, you know, all right. You guys still play with, what's it called? The boxes?
Items?
Crates. Yeah, the items. You know what I mean?
Not usually.
Yeah, I mean, I still do. I like playing with them. I think it, you know, like the only thing about Dead Zone, I love it moves fast and stuff. But when we play, we've been using the cards. We've been using a lot of terrain. You set up your objectives, and then we set up the cubes. So it takes us a while to set up.
That's most times why we don't bother.
Yeah. I understand. Setup you know time. What? You know what? I took a long time to paint them. I really liked the way they came out, you know, the way I painted them, and god damn it, we're going to use them.
Well, that's like terminals now, right? You got to use all your terminals.
Yeah. All the Star Saga terminals. But if you happen to open a – this is the argument I had with someone, and, you know, I didn't get too heated, but it was – here was my thing. Well, what's great about engineers is when you open a crate and it's a booby trap, they can disarm it. Okay. I'll take one engineer under protest, right? I don't think anyone here – would you take more than one engineer?
I wouldn't take any engineers.
All right. But if you were, let's say, all right, you're going to take an engineer. Would you take more than one?
No, you can't afford to take more than one, I don't think.
Right, Jack? No. Even you, Jack does wacky things sometimes. You wouldn't do that, right?
I'm willing to go. You're playing devil's advocate. I'm willing I'm going to play in the playground you're building.
Okay.
Say you went with all plague, the victims that are beasts. You went with aberrations. You went, and no one would be able to use a terminal. Your lab techs are long since turned into their better form, their final forms.
Right.
To purchase one engineer so that one guy could possibly pick stuff up to use the terminals to do. Now I can see it. I wouldn't go, what are you doing?
Right.
But that's a very specific list. And at that point, are you really worried about the points from hacking a terminal?
You could pick a troop.
Let's not get there. Let's not get there yet. Here's the thing. What's the chance of you picking the item? The engineer picks the item with the booby trap.
Yeah, first of all, your engineer has to get to a box, and second of all, it has to be unlucky enough to be the. The chance of it happening is so slim.
Yeah, so that was my thing. I was like, listen, take two, take three. You know, go with God. But the thing is that the chances of you. I mean, you've just increased your chances if you're taking five or six engineers, but. The chance of you uncovering a booby trap that your opponent might even uncover, and you just happen to have an engineer there, it doesn't.
Now, out of the eight boxes on the board, can be two max if you're really unlucky?
Yeah.
So,
and also, I mean, you could do, you know, the trip mines and stuff like that, but I hardly ever play with them, if ever. I don't think I've ever played with the trip mines, you know? So.
Oh, yeah, because you really want to take this because you're going to get. These guys have sentry guns, I assume.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, but costs 8 points for a sentry gun.
Oof.
So you'd be 18 points for that guy. I'd rather take for 16 points, I'd rather take a ranger with a way to fire ranger. One and scout and armor one.
Or you could take a ranger specialist with way to fire one and hacker.
Yeah.
And armor one.
He gives you the hacker, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 60 points more, but yeah.
Yeah, but when you put a sentry gun on this guy, it becomes 18 points. So right. If you're just taking a naked engineer, it's for 2 points less, you can take the troop. You can take the regular Marine, the security guard.
Right.
Or for 1 point more, you can take the Marine, which is even better. So.
But then again, if you take the Ranger Specialist with Hacker, you could say Hicks run a bypass.
It's true. Nobody took that specialist. That's the other thing nobody took, but it's because Jack went for the ranger for the scout and instead of the hacker. You could have taken him easy enough.
Yeah. And like I said, at Adepticon, I put some flamers on them and, you know, it burns is all right. It's a little bit of flash. It's not so powerful. It's, must take your other options. Like, I think the non-specialist varieties are going to handle whatever you need.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going to put a specialist, you think of putting on a sniper rifle or, you know, some missile launcher, you know, something special. And it's just, you know, the only thing though, with these guys, which we discussed in the GCPS is like, if you would take the AccuTech, you know, it's 8 points, 1 VP, but it comes with the holosight. You know, that's always a good thing to have on them. But then again, then you're giving up way to fire.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, they're pretty good already. I don't even know switching weapons out on those guys.
Maybe throw a holosight on these guys.
Yeah, can they have holosights in their lists?
In the items?
No, they do not. They don't have holosights, no.
Well, then, there you go.
Yeah, there's trip mines, thermal mines, scout, mono wheel scout bike.
Yep.
No hollow sights, yeah, so you couldn't get it that way. The only way to hollow sight is to get the marksman rifle. This next question is, we got two different types of medics, plus your leader's a medic in this list. They really like to save their people. So we got the Corporation Medibot and the Urbana Blackwing Medic. One's 18 points, one's 12 points. The Medibot comes with a defender shield, which is nice. Other than that, pretty similar. Other than the medic at least can shoot people.
Yeah.
So it's you're giving up shooting for defender shield for 18 points, though. If I was going to take any medic, I would take Coiner. But if I was forced to take either of these two, I'd rather have the regular medic, I think. Medibots, not a fan.
They're both size 1. So if we hearken back to when Coach was talking about who he would tuck in with his Chovar.
Throw the Medibot with him?
Medibot, so his Chovar has
energy shield and defender shield.
Defender shield and someone who could heal him.
Yeah.
Again, if you're trying to make a list where the Chovar was your, like the data storage unit was your, like, it was the pivotal, I could see it. But other than that, who wants to keep your guys alive when you got Coiner? Like,
yeah, you're trying to kill them so you can get your more plague victims.
Stupid robot, stop saving their lives.
Yeah, what are you doing? That's a med tech. Stop it.
Or the ODSU comes back as a plague victim.
Yeah. Yeah. It's once again, Dead Zone's so fast, medics I find aren't that useful. We've said it many times. It's a fast game. You don't have time. I ain't got time to heal.
No. Yeah, there was a time when it was a back and forth cinematic, still a fast game, but there was like this give and take, and there was, now it's just two forces blast against each other, and it's smoke and ash and destruction. The medics just don't have the...
By the time they walk over to the victim, it's A, they're getting shot at, and B, the game's over, so...
Well, you know what? Remember, if you remember back, I don't know, before Escalation came out, or maybe, I'm sorry, before Outbreak came out, and,
Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Yes. If you remember, the bitching and moaning about how good medics were, and then people were saying how bad they were, and all this stuff. So then, as a rules committee, we went back and we said, you know what? Let's make medics better. And they got better from what they were. You know, we can all agree on that they were they're a lot better now than what they were, and still nobody takes them.
Yeah.
So pissing and moaning doesn't really mean anything. You know what I mean? It just doesn't.
I don't think I've ever seen a medic actually be useful in a game. Mm-hmm. Maybe it just haven't had enough people play them. Maybe if you're really good at playing with a medic, you could, like you say, you stick them with somebody and it's really annoying to kill that thing, but.
Right. I will say that, it goes over my head, but, Fabian, we did a battle report and Fabian took the, enforcer medic and he didn't heal anybody, but that guy was picking off people left and right. So.
He was a secret assassin.
Yeah, you know, he was like a medic, but you know, when the chips were down, he picked up the rifle and took care of business. So, you know, that's the only time I saw a medic do anything, and he didn't heal anybody. He was basically a killing machine. So, you know, but yeah, like I said, you know, Koyuk has medic, and the only way I use medic is on myself.
Yeah.
You know,
I forgot to mention that in the FAQ, the specialists, the Urban Blackwing Ranger specialists, are only 13 points. So even more reason to take. They're only 3 points more than the engineer.
Right.
Then the only other thing we didn't take was the Strider. Striders are beautiful, but when you got an aberration in the list, why bother taking a Strider?
Yeah. 30 points before you even start giving them the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm. Three armor, though.
You'd have to be a pretty good salesman to tell me that this is the way you want to go.
They can have the shield too. So it'd be 38 points with a shield. So they'd be 4 armor. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And just give them
you would give them the aggressor shield.
Or don't even give them anything. Just let them run up and punch people at that point. Yeah. You're not killing them. So for 38 points, you'd make a tank. like a, instead of the aberration as a tank, you could have this guy, same size, but armor 4. That's pretty crazy. And just have him go punch people. He only fights on 5s instead of 3s, but he's 2 points cheaper. And I think, what, 2 points or 1 point less VPs? What's an aberration? Yeah, 4 VPs.
40 and 4, but... Yeah.
So it's got to be 38 and 3.
38 and 4, because you take the shield. You take the shield.
Shield gives you 1?
Gives you plus 1.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, but then, you know, he can go up and just smash people on the head with the shield.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
He does have the construct in solid, which, you know... He would be able to take some punishment.
You could give him a flamer too, for only 6 more points.
Just looking for a bullet magnet, then yeah,
a shield and a flamer. So he's 44. I mean, sorry, he's 34 points, 4 VPs. I don't think the flamer gives you any, does it? No.
Yeah.
And it gives you, sorry, that AP 1 and it burns with a flamer. So as he's running up to punch you with his shield, he just burns you first.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And he's solid, too, so. Yeah.
You can even take, you know, it's funny. You could take the chainsaw, which gives you frenzy 1.
Mm-hmm.
But then for 4 more points, you might as well take the spear.
Yeah, and at that point, you're way more expensive than a aberration, so.
Right, right.
It's on the edge. Yeah, I can see him as a tank. Like, talk about bullet magnet, Jack. That's 4 armor. You're going to have a hell of a time. Even a rocket launcher just makes it even. I mean, a missile launcher makes it even fight. Like, that's AP4, right?
Yes.
Polaris cannon's AP4. So, yeah, you're only making it even at that point. You're not even overkilling him. Yeah. That'd be interesting. See if anybody could really... Because not a lot of people take AP, because it's just that one of the things where it's like, well... I'll have to deal with it. So this guy'd be almost unkillable with AP4. It'd be tough. You'd have to get some A-trains going.
Well, you know, A-trains are easy to come by, so it should be easy enough.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the whole list. Not much selection in the Maison Labs. I think that's one of the main drawbacks of these guys.
I don't think it's missing anything, though, if we're being honest. There's nothing that any other... faction has that I'm like, oh, this, you can't really do it here. It's got like a little bit of everything.
Well, yeah, it's just boring with the, it's just all Marines. It's like GCPS, I guess. It's Marines all day and night, and it's just like, okay. And the only good things are the specialty things like the Aberration or the Christivore or the ODSU. Like, they're the fun things. I don't know. Yeah.
The Christivore, he's saying Lady in Red, I think.
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Good. Good reference to the 80s there, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything else missing, you think?
I think it's just, like I said, it's a little bit of, GCPS with a little bit of plague, but it needs something. They need a few more models.
Because yeah, that's right.
When you look back, the only thing that changed was the Strider, but everybody else got the Strider, which I don't know. I still disagree with that. Everybody has the same frickin' Strider. You know, there's no...
Except for the Marauders.
No. What I'm saying is everybody who has a Strider...
gets the same weapon choices.
Yeah, I don't think that's a
big used to thing. Be. Yeah, it used to be the Reb Strider was different from the
correct
Enforcer that's Strider.
And that's the way it should be. But
even different stats.
Yeah. You know, like the Rev Strider should be worse because it's like a secondhand thing that they kind
probably,
of stitched.
Yeah, beat up and didn't have all the good weapons on it. And...
Right. And they have 3 troops, which is about average as everybody, but the 2 leaders.
Yeah, I think another leader and maybe some more experiments, just some crazy.
Yeah.
Not maybe, you know, something cheap, like some dog drones or like not dog drones, like Hellhounds or something that's
or something like really like different, like maybe a Terraton
or some captured Zors,
something like that, or something, you know.
Ooh, I mean,
you know, you're bringing in the Krastivore, so we might as well bring in, like, say, I don't know, Saphir plague victims, like a Kish,
or even some Nameless or something that they captured and messed with. Nameless with like cybernetic enhancements that are controlling them.
Yeah. So like if you take, you know, instead of the ink things, they're toxic ink things or what the hell is it? Those other guys, the Gribbly guys, the crawlers, the stalkers, I mean, they could be stalkers, but with like metal legs, like cybernetic legs. Yeah. Something like that. That's like right. I know Rob doesn't like that, but it kind of is in his wheelhouse, you know, like, all right. You like the beasties more of, you like the riflemen more than the little beasties, but throw some cybernetics.
That's right. In this list, I would like it a lot more. Yeah. Cause they're more like experiments, whereas the nameless, I like them as a intelligent race, not as just some crustaceans who happen to come through the portals.
I think what they need is like, if you take, let's say you take a what's the ink guys from the nameless? I'm drawing a blank here.
Inkers, yeah.
That would do it. You take an inker, but you take some of that genetic material and mix it with a plague victim or with just a regular dude. What would happen? You know,
so his stats go down and maybe he gets slower, but give him toxic instead or something.
Yeah, or he could throw up some toxic or something, you know.
But he's like undead, so he's not fully as much as he was before, you know.
Right. So he's like he's almost like he's tough, but he's not tough, you know. Yeah. You know, there's with the Maison, you're really not held by it. Or maybe you take an orc, you mix an orc with a Teraton and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know. So
yeah, some Frankenstein stuff going on.
Yeah, some crazy stuff, or you know, or we could do like, remember that movie with Rosie Greer, the two headed guy? You could like have a goblin and a hobgoblin with two heads.
Oh God, don't even think that. That's horrible. reminds me of the mutants team for Dreadball. Check, you have those guys.
The mutants team, yes, but
or no, the cyborg. You have the cyborg team. That's what you had.
The cyborgs.
Yeah,
that would be if they were to make a faction and they just said okay. Any guy you have, you just put him on the board, and these are his stats because, you know, they are part of the Borg.
The collective.
Part of the collective.
Yeah.
We take what is useful.
That might be even a whole new faction.
It could be a whole new faction or sub-faction, like the Vault Chasers or,
yeah, you know, yeah, something like sub-faction that. Amazon, yeah, just some cyborgs. That'd be cool, actually.
Yeah, just something. I mean, like, you know.
Trademark.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like because with this, you have almost every sci-fi movie where they've, you know, it wasn't a good movie, but like Alien 4, where they were trying to, you know, like make the ultimate Ripley, but she got stuck with some of the alien DNA. She had the blood, and she could talk to them, and you know, like so, like a cross-modulation of everything. That might be pretty cool. I gotta write this down.
Yeah, if only we could, you know, come up with some new ideas for.
Yeah.
The rules committee here.
Yeah, well, those guys don't listen anyway, so don't worry about it. But then again, you can't write rules if they ain't got no models.
That's the beauty of them. You do have the models because you just change the cyborg team. It was all just bits, right, Jack?
The cyborgs? No, it came with specific cyborgs.
Oh, didn't it?
Yeah, but they
there was do have the mutants a rule. Team that was all bits. Yeah,
but they do have a rule. You can take any model from the Dreadball range and put it on the team, and it just changed the stats. So like you could just go, oh, I got a Zor here. Now I've got a Zor Goldkeeper, and it's just now a cyborg Zor Goldkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
there you go.
So then you'd have to buy every faction in Dead Zone so that you could put a, it is not a Forge Father. It is a mutant Forge Father with cybernetics.
Yeah. That's how you sell more, starter sets. Yeah.
There you go.
Or most of us have tons of those guys laying around. So
yeah.
Mod them up. Well, that's it. That's season four of team building exercise.
Yeah.
Can you believe it did four seasons?
We done did it.
We did it.
Did it.
So now what are we going to do? We're going to take a break, or we're going to have the gala, or what's on the Kanban board over here?
We'll have to discuss it. We don't know. Who knows? It'll be a surprise for everyone.
The Shadow knows.
It's true.
Now we're referencing the 40s.
It's going back in time.
Our comedy's regressing.
My ragtime band.
Yeah, soon it's just going to be us moving around at an odd pace, and then words coming up in white in the bottom.
That's true.
Your money or your life? I'm thinking.
Do go to FamilyGamer777 on the YouTubes. What you do lately? What you been doing lately?
Well, we put out a Dead Zone Battle Report recently, but
what's that game? Never heard of it.
Yeah, I know. I wish more people would watch it because we put a lot of effort into those. And
so there you go. If you're listening to this and you haven't watched that, shame.
Shame. You should be ashamed of yourself. You really should. So
go give them a thumbs up and comment, even if you have watched it.
Yep. Yeah. Even if you click in, just and then walk away and then come back later and.
Given some views. Yeah. So you got that going.
Yep.
New solo rules for Dread. You excited about that?
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool. But, you know, I don't know. I've never done solo games. I haven't been.
Co-op. Well, maybe I should. Co-op, man. You and Andrew both running some judges.
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah. Jack, what you been up to?
Nothing.
Yep. Nothing. Good. Good, good. Yeah. So there you go. That's what we've been
doing. Rob, what have you been up to? What have you been up to, Rob?
I've been maxing and relaxing. I had some mandated time off, it seems, so.
Yeah.
Still doing Mobile Armor Radio.
Yeah. I think you got to build a new wing in the house because every week you have 42 new robots coming into your house.
It's true. 3D printer definitely added a lot to it. Yeah, we'll be back sometime. You'll hear from us again. This isn't goodbye. It's just so long. For now.
For now.
For now.
It's like an echo.
Mm. An echo.
I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We don't know what we're going to do the next show. Just tune in and you'll find out.
Well, that's another show down the drain. What are you people listening to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?